You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. All right, No Finish Line Nation, it is the 21st of November, coming up really fast to the Thanksgiving time frame of when families are together, food is being served, and we're all trying to just enjoy our time together and be able to watch some football, watch some parades, get ready to start hanging up some holiday decorations and everything else. So as we are heading into the holiday season, there's a couple things that I wanted to cover and just go over real quick. So this morning on Coffee Talk, I went over, or I called out a little bit of the daily grind piece of what we do every single day, right? So if you're working, you're full-time, you're out there, tell me if this is you, okay? I'm painting a scenario over here. So tell me if it is you that you get up in the morning, you drink your coffee, you get ready to go, and you go to work. You get to work, you're busting your tail all day at work, sometimes even forgetting to have a lunch. And if you do have a lunch, it's a really abridged lunch. You might grab a snack, a protein bar, a one bar, or anything. And you're just trying to be able to get through the day because you have thousands of reports to do and thousands of things in your inbox or whatever else, right? So your daily grind of your work, and you're going through it all day long for a full day of work. Now, mind you, it's fortunate that we have a job, right? But on the same hand, we want to make sure that we are grinding it out, and we're doing the best that we can, whether we're looking for a promotion, whether we're looking to just accomplish the goal or whatever it is. So here's mindset, right? So you wake up, you drink your coffee, you go to work, you're grinding all day long. Then you get home and you got to pick up the kids, or you got to bring the kids to sports, or you got to do any of those things. So it's interesting because as I'm sitting back and I look at the grind that we go through and the daily thing that we do, if you're looking or listening to what I'm talking about here, you're seeing yourself in that vision, right? The vision of your own personal daily routine that you get in. And routine is good for some, but a lot of times routines can create bad habits also. So, okay, so you wake up in the morning, you drink your coffee, you go to work, you grind it out, you do all the things you have to do, then you go to the gym. You go to the gym, you run on the treadmill, you're really grinding that out too, and you're on there and you're trying to get a good workout in, burn a bunch of calories, be able to get some good steps in, get all your different workouts in, lifting weights, doing whatever. Then you get home and maybe you got to cook dinner for the family, or maybe you have to take care of an elderly person in the house or whatever it is, all the way up until right around the time when you should be going to bed. Can't catch up on your shows, can't do anything, but you're exhausted, you're tired, you're drained. Everything's just, you just had an absolutely, completely full day. Now, you still got your exercise in, which was great. You still had a good day at work, which you should be very proud of. You took care of your children, you fed everybody, you did everything you had to do. But at the end of the day, what point during that day did you have that you were able to say to yourself, I actually took some time for me? Now, working out can be considered that. I know I consider that to be mine. If I go for a walk or I go for a run, that's me time. What I mean by me time is relaxed, no stress, sitting in a space where it's just you and reflection, you and breathing techniques, you and massage, you and whatever it is to be able to put you to a really good place to take your mind off of that daily grind to be able to do so. So that's the first thing, right? So we're coming up on holiday season for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for all these different things coming up. And it's something to be able to try to put on your agenda is take some you time, because family stresses us out. Families start fighting, families start arguing, friends start arguing, fighting, all the different things. Alcohol is involved, whatever else that goes on. And the holidays can become really stressful. So take the time that's necessary for you to have to make sure that your mind is right and tight, right? Whatever it is. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is be happy. Have some fun. Enjoy the moment. The daily grind, wake up in the coffee, go to work, do your whole full day at work, do whatever you have to do, feed the kids, go all the things like we just listed and painted out that scenario. When is it during the day that you can have fun to fill the heart with some food also? when you are having a good time doing something, when you're doing something you enjoy, if you enjoy reading, did you ever get any time that you could actually read a book? If you enjoy spending time with the kids and playing sports, is that your quality time that you want to find some good time or go to see a movie with them or take them to the mall to go walk around and go shopping and get away from those electronic devices? Whatever it is that you would consider to be fun, whatever it is that you would consider to make you happy, make sure you're doing that. We all get stuck in the daily grind. We all get stuck in a rut where we are just doing the same thing over and over and over again. But when do we get to a point when we're focusing on breathing a little bit, hugging a little tighter, and just being with the ones you love a little bit longer, or just your own self time that you can do things to be able to recharge your batteries and make that happen? You know, one of the biggest things that I noticed this last couple weeks here when we went to Mexico was is my wife and I were able to go to Mexico and be able to step away. Now, we've got a lot of stresses going on. I got stuff going on in my family. She's got stuff going on in her family. We've got our son who's playing football and going to banquets and doing all this different stuff. So again, it just gets cyclical, right? You keep on moving and moving and moving. But it really was, although it was on our mind and it was in the back of our mind while we were in Mexico, but what an opportunity it was for us to be able to just get away. Just get away to breathe. Just get away to relax in the pool, go swimming, chill out on the beach, watch turtles go into the ocean, check out rock formations, go to Cabo Wabo, have a shot at tequila, do whatever it was that we could just get away from the grind that we go through every day. I think it's important. And it was a standout. It was an eye-opener and a light bulb moment for me to know. And I know everybody knows that we have to take that time. The problem is that we don't ever make that time for ourselves. We don't ever incorporate it in our lives. We don't do it enough. You know, if you've got time with your family, even over this holiday season, and family's fighting and it's arguing and you got who wants that dish or who wants that dish or whatever else, or the sports are on TV and you feel comfortable and you feel good about being around family, but then family starts to stress you out and after about 2 hours you want to leave. Embrace those moments. Take moments where your family is actually together. They have a moment where they can actually sit together and do the things that are necessary and incorporate happiness and fun in with that family time. It's really important. I think that if we did it more, I think we as people that are going through our journeys, people that are focused on weight loss, people that are focused on calorie counting, weightlifting, or whatever else that's there that we're trying to be able to get to a good place where we can really feel comfortable in our own skin, we tend to forget how to be able to just invest in ourselves versus our looks or where we're at. Now, mind you, as we are in our health journey, it's going to help us in the long run anyway, and we'll be happier and more content and happier in general. But just remember that, okay? So the couple things to really take into consideration here. If you grind it out every day, even if you're retired, you know what's funny is people will say that after I retired, I work even harder than what I did before I went into retirement. One, maybe they still have to pay the bills, and maybe they have to pay for prescriptions, or maybe they have to pay for different stuff, so they're back to working, right? Which is unfortunate in itself, but that might happen. So, you know, you have situations like that that come around that after you retire, you might even be working hard, whether it's gardening, whether it's doing stuff, whatever it is, right? My father, after he retired, kept on playing music down at Virginia Beach, just playing music. And he was a musician. Now, mind you, playing music is a labor of love, I'm sure. And he loved it and played it for 50 some odd years, where he started off on the accordion and went all the way up into piano and all kinds of different instruments. But he played even after he retired. He still went down to the beach, played in the band, and did the things until his mind was let him do it. So he kept going, and he kept on grinding, and he kept on just focusing on where he had to focus on to continue to push forward. When I think at times he forgot to just take a breather, just stop for a second and just enjoy the moment, because everything always had to be, we got to go, we got to go, we got to keep going. Pack everything in this small little, you know, compartment that you want to be able to have to make sure you're not missing out on an opportunity to keep on pushing and keep on pushing and keep on being better than when you were yesterday. And that's a good mantra to have. We want to be better than we were yesterday. But today is a good day. So just breathe it out. Relax a little bit. Think to yourself what your life really consists of. Think to yourself what you have to be appreciative of and how it's going to help you throughout the holiday season. Because some people are alone on the holiday season, right? Some people are just by themselves and they're doing their thing. And, you know, find your joy. Find your joy. For those that are alone, go do something that's going to be able to invest in yourself. Go volunteer at a food shelter. Go do something that's going to be able to invest in others. Go decorate some trees at an elderly home. Go do something that's going to help others so that way, in turn, you're helping yourself. This is what I mean by investing in yourself, by bringing joy and happiness in your life. Okay? So don't forget to do so. Don't forget to invest. Don't forget to put the pause, press the pause button, and just enjoy yourself a little bit more. Because if you are enjoying yourself and you're doing the things that are necessary for you to do, I think you'll be able to set yourself up for more success than what you normally would have. Because if we're just grinding it out, we'll get burnout. And if burnout happens, then that's when we start to slide. And that's when we start to have bad things happen. So with that being said, have a great day. I might have another podcast before Thanksgiving time frame, but if I don't, have a great holiday. And you know, be mindful of the things that you're doing. Be investing for the happier times and being able to press pauses to enjoy time with your family. Even though the family might drive you crazy, you're still going to enjoy your time with your family. And just invest in yourself. Know that even if you make a bad choice at dinner when you're eating that slice of pumpkin pie or whatever else fattening food that you didn't really want to eat before, or you know that it's going to be able to set you off on a derail, remember, it's one day. It's one day. That's all it is. And if you enjoy yourself, maybe have a smaller slice or track it and keep moving. Just do the things that are necessary for you to be continue to move forward. Holidays sometimes set people off on the derailing, right? So a lot of people will go to the holiday season and they'll be like, oh man, I had turkey and I had stuffing and oh man, what's the use? I'm just going to keep on going. And then the slide begins and you start to go down that road. So focus in on it, right? Focus in on just being mindful. Know what you're eating. Track it. Eat it if you need to and just enjoy it, okay? So have a great day, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shea Milk 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shea Milk 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.